Welcome to Stay on Course with me, Julie Riga. My life has been a roller coaster of highs and lows, but what I know to be true is that when we are grounded in our purpose and savor the sweet moments of life, we are truly a success. Today, you are going to get the ingredients for success because life is salty and life is sweet. Together, let's explore the possibilities of our own lives and learn from thought leaders around the globe. Ready, guys? Let's cook it. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to the next edition of the Stay on Course podcast. Today, we're talking about ingredients for success for creating passionate entrepreneurial partnerships. We're going to talk about learning from each other, learning about each other, and learning how to create alignments and resolve conflicts. So get ready, because today we have the partners and owners of Belagave Tequila. The Stay on Course podcast is brought to you by the Minority Business Review. The Minority Business Review brings you expert insights on strategy, innovation, and leadership in business from diverse voices. We are changing the narrative and amplifying diverse thought leadership. Hear from inspirational executives who break barriers and reshape industries. Unlock the power of inclusion. Subscribe to the Minority Business Review today. Because when diverse minds come together, business thrives. Follow us and visit our website at minoritybusinessreview.com. Minority Business Review, where every perspective matters. I'm about to introduce Lou Janot, who is the National Sales Director, and Hale Headley, who is an owner and partner. And with their combined expertise and entrepreneurial spirit, they're leading the charge to reignite the essence of Belagave and reimagine its place in the market. Lou Janot is a seasoned veteran with over 28 years in the wine and spirits industry, and brings a wealth of experience as the National Sales Director of Belagave Tequila. And Hale Headley is a serial entrepreneur and practicing emergency physician, adding a unique perspective to the partnership as owner-partner of Belagave Tequila, blending his expertise in business and in medicine. Welcome, guys, to the Stay on Course podcast. I'm super excited to have you here today.
Good morning, Julie. Thank you. And so that was very nice.
That was good. Thank you.
Good day, good morning, good evening, whatever time you're listening. We are going to get right into these ingredients for success for creating passionate entrepreneurial partnerships, because we know how difficult that can be. But before we get started, I love to ask all of my guests, what is your favorite food? And you can both answer this question.
Oh, wow. That's a curveball. I think Hispanic food, because of my roots, you know, I love rice and beans, and anything Spanish is what I love.
Awesome. Like paella is one of your things.
I'm not a big seafood guy, so I'm not a paella guy, but you know, rice and beans and chicken and you know, all Dominican, the flavor of the Dominican cooking is just my thing. It's my roots. So I love it.
I love that. And how about you, Hale? What is your favorite?
Yeah, well, I kind of cheated because I've been listening to your podcast, so I had this prepped. It's steak, pizza, sushi. So, and not necessarily in that order. It just depends on where I am. But I'd say right now it's steak and the traditional stuff. But and food's one of the great pleasures of life. So you know, it's I don't like to limit myself, but at this point, that's where I'm at.
I mean, I don't trust anybody that doesn't like food. So yeah. I always have to be careful. I'm like, you don't like to eat? Like, what's wrong with you? So yeah, steak is amazing. What is your favorite cut of steak? What do you go for?
Everybody, you know, the ribeye. And I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, and there's some very good basically old time butcher shops that now they're really artisanal, and you can get so much good food. And yeah, that's my new thing, and sort of chimichurri flavor on the sauce.
That's good. Yeah.
You know, as we get into one of our ingredients, Julie, you know, which we're going to talk about, I guess, one of the first topics, getting to know Hale was to know him with his tomahawk steaks and
I shouldn't
Everywhere
say
we
that.
go and we travel, it's always we're going to find a steakhouse, and Hale wants to attack that tomahawk at every restaurant we go to.
I mean, this is part of the getting to know each other part. Well, let's talk about how you did get to know each other and dig a little bit deeper into this. How did you meet and how did you get started with working on Belagave Tequila together?
So, I mean, I'll grab that one. I think, Hale, one of Hale's siblings, sister, lives in New Jersey, was a friend of mine. And she called me up one day and said, "Hey, my brother's, an investor, and he's got an opportunity to invest into a tequila brand. I know you're in the business. Could you give him a call and see, where he's at? Because I don't want him to go down a wrong road." I said, "Of course. I mean, I'll give him a call." That phone call turned into me meeting Hale and another gentleman who was involved in this soon to be project they wanted to do. And I said to them, "Guys, I'll give these guys a call for you. I'll vet them out. I'll see where they're going and what they're doing." And needless to say, I called these guys and they were really super nice guys. And they were in the fight of trying to figure out their brand of tequila they were trying to launch. And I got off the call and I called these guys back, scheduled the call the next day, and I said, "Listen, why do you want to invest in someone else's brand? Why don't you just do your own brand?" And they were like, "Well, will you do that for us?" And I said, "No, I'm not going to do that for you. But I'm going to do that with you." And so hence started the relationship of going down the road of tequila. But I'll let Hale tell his side of that meet and greet.
Well, certainly I heard about Lou from my sister who just said, "Oh, I talked to Lou today. Oh, Lou said this." And I was like, "I got to meet this Lou guy." And finally had an excuse that some investment came across the bow. And then obviously it's, and that's, that was probably the beginning of things, not even having met Lou, knowing about him. And not only on the business side, he had helped my sister, but with some other things in her family life. And it was just, obviously it's, that's, I respected that probably more than anything else. And he certainly helped out. And the other thing is, I mean, I'm in business and I do a lot of, I said, "Lou, I will pay you to evaluate this." And no, he wouldn't think of that. And he's freely gives his information. And that, I think I started to do that a while back as well. And I think that is where we aligned and had a sort of a not to use a business school term, but a synergy there because you put it out there, you learn from your mistakes, and hopefully other people don't repeat them.
I've been really throwing things out there and offering your help up. And I guess that comes from my roots as well of spending a lot of time as a kid in Dominican Republic. My grandfather always telling about giving, giving, giving. That doesn't cost you anything. At the end of the day, helping Hale and have that one phone conversation has led now to this relationship and this partnership. So, I always say you don't do anything with the expectation of something coming on the back end. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
And it is meant to be because we are here on the Stay on Course podcast. And so I'm sure you have learned so much about working with each other, and we're leaning into the topic of entrepreneurial partnerships because the audience that's here is definitely going to be thinking about engaging in some partnerships as they work on their businesses. But we're going to get right into the ingredients of success that you guys have realized because we're so interested in learning from you. Let's talk about the first one, learning from each other.
I think that one was super important. I think it was even before learning from each other, it was more to learn about each other first. Hale and I and the previous person who we were involved with in the first project, I wanted to get to know those guys. I wanted to meet them, spend some time with them, find out what makes them tick. You know what I mean? Other than just getting into business right away, knowing about them, knowing, their friends, what they like, what steak they like, all that kind of stuff, where they live, and same with me. Them getting to know me, getting to know my family, getting to know what I do. I thought that was super important before I even wanted to learn, learn from each other. I mean, because if you can't find those synergies, going to the next step doesn't really, really isn't good for me. I think that's was the first step for me.
So it's like the building of the relationship was the first part. We had the order messed up there. Definitely learning about each other is super important. And Hale, What do you have on the learning about each other? Do you have any funny story to tell us about when you were learning about each other?
I don't know about funny, but one of the things that I thought was great about Lou was he is a baseball coach for his son, and he has helped through coaching his son get other kids got scholarships to, play baseball, kids who wouldn't have gone to college otherwise, and things like that. And that was all part of Lou just reaching out to relationships she had with other people. And I thought, wow, that's significant. And it's translated into, wow, this is a business I'm just getting into, and I don't know people, and learning about Lou and from him, it's the connections and the relationships, and how can you make a fit together with that. And that's kind of where it's at. And I'll try to think of a, well, also in golf, Lou will never make more. We played a little golf tournament. I host a medical healthcare compliance conference in April every year. And so there's a golf tournament associated with it. So Lou had to come down. And well, if, it was, what was your limit, Lou? I got a five, or I got an eight. So he did really well, actually. So, but that being said, great partner on and off the golf course. Yeah.
Great, great. So the first step is learning about each other, getting to know each other on a personal level to build the relationship, because at some point, the relationship is super important. Because if there is a conflict, I know you guys don't get into the conflicts, but it's all based on the relationship and how to work through different circumstances. And so I'm really curious now to talk about what have you learned from each other, like, and what is your perspective on that?
I think, I've always been a person that, I pick an idea and I just go. And what I've learned from Hale a little bit is taking a little bit of a step back too, and looking at things a little bit differently, and examining them a little bit more, and getting a little bit more information, and, being a little more, I don't want to use the word compliant because I am, but, Hale is definitely, with his legal background, his medical background, he's taught me a little bit more how to hone in more on things, and figure them out a little bit more before I stick my toes in the water. So, that could be one of the biggest things that I've learned from him, when we, as I'm doing this, which is making me better, by the way. I know it is. Because a lot of times you just do things and then you come back and say, damn, why didn't I think about that before I did it? So I would say that's probably the biggest learn that I've gotten from Hale.
Wow. And Hale, you come with this compliance background, so you're very naturally inclined to think about the details and how things are going to be realized.
Well, then I was going to say the same thing about Lou's affect on me. I'm a little more circumspect now, and okay, I got to analyze this, and I'll come up with an idea, whether it's, beverage related or whatnot. And he's like, well, this won't work because, and I think he'll throw that at me. And so that's a good thing for the partnership. And so it's not a tug of war. It's more of a, hey, we're teaming up.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. I like that learning from each other and not being exactly the same kind of thinkers. So I'm a Myers-Briggs practitioner, so I do Myers-Briggs assessments, and knowing like the way we take in information is different. Some people take in information by looking at the big picture, and other people take in information by the details. So I think you guys probably have a mix of that, and I love that you're different, because I think that makes a better relationship and partnership.
Yes.
So the next one is learning how to create alignments. And I assume like there's so many different kinds of alignments potentially with the two of you, and then alignments with people outside of what you're doing. So I want you to talk about the internal alignment between the two of you, and then potentially like how that shows up in the external world when you're trying to make alignments with other people.
Yeah, I'll let you go first on this one.
That's a good question, and I just got back from the Wine and Spirits Wholesaler meeting in Las Vegas, and I'm still trying to get my feet wet in this, and in terms of alignments inside this industry and outside, I learned that, hey, you need an entree. You need somebody like Lou there, and then hopefully we can, I guess, capitalize on that for each other. It's sort of like I guess it's the Price is Right game, a plinko where things go down and they have to sort of plinko into the right place. And so you have to be able to be, I guess you have to be able to pivot as well. So part of that is me now learning the ropes, running things by Lou, and then aligning together if that correlates.
With that said too, I mean, with Hale, I obviously in the endeavor that we're in right now together, I have most of the knowledge because I've been doing this for as long as I've been doing it. But for me, it's about Hale as well. He went out to Vegas on his own because I couldn't make it. And it's good for him to see what's going on, learn on his own, and then hopefully at some point making those decisions on his own. Because he, I want him to be a full-fledged partner in this business. And a full having full understanding of, how we do things and why, even though that's constantly changing. Believe me, the alcohol industry has, 51 masters. There's the federal government in 50 states, and every state has distributors in it who do things differently. For me, putting Hale out there too when I'm out is to show, people that you don't have to be from the alcohol industry to be in the alcohol industry. Here's Hale, a lawyer and doctor coming in and learning to be in the alcohol industry. So, it's been good, and him going out to Vegas this week was good for me because I instead of him sticking his toes in, he jumped into the pool.
Yeah.
How was that for you, Hale? Was it fun to meet all those people?
You know, it was. And the funny thing is, you know, it's easy in this industry, no offense. It's people are happy and people like the products. Everybody's excited. We've been into sales launch meetings as well where it's like a pep rally, and it's nothing like, you know, medicine or law. And so that's the fun part about it. So my impression is, in terms of making alignments, the people I met, you know, it's amazing. You know, everybody's very open, from top guys at top distributors, and you know, whether they're going to help you or not, everybody's got their hand out and shaking your hand instead of whatnot. And the one thing I've learned too is, hey, what can we bring to you? How can we help you? I've been on the other side, people trying to sell me things, and they're like, give me, give me, give me. But hey, what I've learned from Lou, and with this process, particularly with the tequila we're doing, which is sort of a new flavor infused in tequila, that's a new segment, we're saying we can bring something that adds to your bottom line, and we can help you instead of, hey, why don't you give me a chance? We're hopefully turning those tables and helping them.
I
Love
Julie,
it.
alcohol is like food, right? People enjoy cooking and eating, and the same thing in the alcohol business. People love to have a drink and they love to sit around and
Yeah.
talk. So, that is a real super fun part of the business that Hale is now in with me.
Yeah, and that's so interesting because it is fun and enjoyable opposed to, medicine where people are sick or legal and they're having a problem. Like, so it's always about somebody's problem, where this side of the fence is really all about enjoyment and
Yeah.
building connections and relationships, because I see food and drinking as a way to connect with other people's. One of the next ingredients that we were going to talk about was resolving these conflicts. How do you resolve conflicts if you have any? And in the future, do you have a way to mitigate those things before they happen so that you know how you're going to handle things?
I think going all the way back to step one here, the ingredients, it started at getting to learn and know the other person. And, the respect that you give each other when you're learning from each other and then approaching those problems with that same thing, with that respect and that understanding of how that other person looks at things, thinks about things, acts upon things, and approaching it that way. I think conflict actually sometimes is good because one person can think one way and it's not always the right way, and the other person has a little conflict with that, and you learn how to resolve it. So keeping an open mind when one or the other person is not happy with something or they don't understand something, is the way that I would always approach that. And not only in business, but in life, you know, with kids, with wife, the same way. Just making sure that, you know, your ears are open, you're listening, you have an open mind to what the other person's, you know, aversion is to something. And, you know, and just listening and taking it from there and then trying to solve it together.
Yeah, no, that I think it's more, I agree with that. It's more about, I look at it as, well, is it a conflict or a lack of understanding or information? And so I always tell people, if you can, you know, explain to me why what you're talking about, which is different than my thoughts, and it makes sense to me, I'll do it. And that's the kind of way I go about it. And for instance, we had a conversation this morning, Lou and I, about a different packaging size for the tequila. And you know, he threw a couple things in there and I said, well, let's hold off on it. You know, and I was fairly gung-ho about getting it started. But so it's a game of chess, and you want to put both your pieces in the right place. And so I think being open-minded and listening, and then also having a back and forth, because Lou will listen to me if I say this, that, and if he can't come up with an answer or a thought that I think is appropriate, then we'll discuss it more. But to this point, I don't think it's been conflict other than problem solving is probably the way we go about it. And if you think of it that way coming up, hey, how can we work on this together? It's no different than a relationship with your family or a friend, and just apply that to business. And there you go.
Yeah, I love that. I love the problem solving. It's not a conflict. We're just resolving problems
Or
and
issues is probably a better
issues, right?
word.
But you know what? I think what's interesting is, and I know this for myself, the older I get, the more crazy I get when things happen, because I've realized that, like, oh, I've done this before, been there, done that. Let's get through it. Let's move on. But you know, when you're younger, these things they derail you from life. Whereas now it's like, come on, bring it on. Bring what are you gonna bring me now that I haven't already done, right? So I think now that you're probably both in this season of your life, you're probably ninjas when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's emotions, right? It's when you were younger, you don't know how to deal with your emotions as much as long as the things we've gone through in life so far. Neither one of us are old by any means. We still got a long way to go.
Seasoned, not old. I didn't say
Always comes
old.
back to food, Julie. Season.
We are aging great.
Seasons. It's like a
We're aging
little garlic
gracefully.
powder.
And
at the end of the day, yeah, a lot of the little things don't matter anymore. And we figured out how to attack those little things without letting it become a big conflict.
Let's just do a short recap. So we talked about learning about each other. You both spent a lot of time learning about each other and building the relationships. Let's just do a recap. Is there anything you want to just like give me one little
I think
nugget
it's
there?
ongoing. The learn about each other's ongoing. You know, how much do we learn from each other? We've known each other for 2 years. There's more. I mean, we talk all the time, Hale. We talk every day. And except for when he's in the ER under for 7 straight days, you know, I may get a minute from him when he wakes up and he's heading back to ER. But it's about ongoing and continuing to learn from each other. And, you know, Hale, how'd you do this weekend when you went to U2? What, how was it? You know, what were your thoughts? It's constant. It's always learning about the other person, I think.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is a continuous thing, I think. And it's also, you know, openness, and it's easy to talk to Lou, and Lou makes it easy for me to relate to him. So that's I think that's a subconscious ingredient that goes across everything, because you have to have that sort of subconscious, you know, the Myers-Briggian Enneagram type of you know, synergy and connection that helps that. But not to get too egged, I like Lou. He's fun to talk to, and I enjoy spending time with him, and hopefully it's the same way around.
Yes,
That's
it is.
great. Then we talked about creating alignments.
Yeah, I mean, on the alignment side, it's again back to that learning thing. And you know, when me, you know, Hale's mind alignments that Hale is going to start looking at and getting to know. And, you know, Hale has people he knows in different business segments that are going to, he's going to teach me and align me with so I can be better at what I do. So I think the alignment thing is two-sided. Even though it's the alcohol business, you know, he's got a legal mind and a medical mind, and he has a whole network of people that he's around that my mind is open to the learning and aligning to, and whatever it is. I mean, who knows what I'm going to learn from any of those guys or ladies.
Right. And then we talked about resolving conflicts.
Yeah, you know, the resolving conflict thing to me is just, you know, like we touched on earlier, it's just respect and making sure that you're staying open-minded and you're communicating. I mean, that's it. And is there going to be some tough roads? We know that, but it's about building the blocks along the way of respect and communication, and hopefully those conflicts don't become something that you can't get across. That's it. And I don't think that again, I don't have a crystal ball here, but at the end of the day, I don't foresee that happening. And to this point in our relationship, and I just think we're going to continue to get to know each other more and more, working with each other. And so I don't see that happening.
Hell, it sounds like you guys are a great team.
Thank you.
Sounds like it. It is. Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a quite a journey. You know, we've been down to Mexico a couple times as well for this, and you know, golf outings and trips all over. So that's all part of it. And you know, I hope it continues, obviously, as it is, or even better. I can't imagine it otherwise.
You know, Julie, we're in the infancy here, and you know, we'd love to come back and talk about these points, and maybe we can expand on all these ingredients later on after a year in or even
Oh,
2 years.
yeah. I'll be here. I'll be here with the Stan Course podcast. I'm not giving up on this podcast. So I love that idea. Let's do that. But before we end today, I want to ask you both separately for anyone who's about to get into an entrepreneurial partnership, what is one piece of advice each of you would leave for them?
Hell, you can go first. I need a minute on that one.
I was going to say the same thing. I like what you've said here in our format today is, you know, learning and creating alignments and you know, dip your toe in the water first, but also be ready to jump in and swim and make sure that yeah, you both have the same attitude about what I said, conflicts versus problems versus issues. And you know, and it helps, like anything else. I've had a prior relationship, either like with Lou through my sister, felt like I knew him already, to, you know, actually getting to know and become involved with him. And that's part of the beauty of it. And I think business is just it's a cocktail that, you know, you're talking over. It's not necessarily all about the business. And so my long answer is, you know, just jump in and don't be afraid.
You know, I think one of the biggest things I see in entrepreneurial people is, you know, they're the world of social media today, and they see something and they say, "Oh man, I want to do that too." And then they just jump in and they, you know, they'll invest their life savings in something without having any real foundational knowledge about what they're getting into. And, you know, so I would say, you know, spend a little bit of time prior to jumping into the pool. And learn a little bit about the business that you're trying to get into. Learn a little bit about the highs and the lows of that business, because you know, everybody gets into business and they think it's going to be the best. You know, in this business, everybody thinks they're going to create the next Casamigos and they're going to create the next, you know, Tito's, and those things are far and few between. So the business is great and you can do well, but you know, learn a little bit about what you're stepping into first, and try to talk to some people that have failed as well, and what are some of the things that caused them to fail. That would be my biggest advice before getting into anything entrepreneurial.
Well, thank you so much. This has really been truly amazing. I feel like I've learned so much from both of you, and our audience will as well. I just want to know, where can we buy Bell Agave tequila, and where can the audience find out more about you?
Well, I was at bellagave.com, Bella Gave.com. We're distributed in about 10 states right now, and that's progressing forward. And I'd love to hear more about you. Join us here on Instagram on all our social media. And it's fun. Anybody has any ideas or contact us anytime. Absolutely.
Like what Hale would say, follow us, like us, bellagave.com, and our social medias are all there. When you go on the website, there's a where to buy. If you're in a state, North Dakota, that we're not in yet, and you're watching this podcast, go on our where to buy, and you can purchase a bottle online, in the world we live in today. So we are in the infancy. We're in year one of getting this thing going. So like Hale said, 8 to 10 states probably this year we'll be in, hopefully more.
What are
And
they? Can you tell us what states this year you're going to be in?
We've launched Georgia, New York, Florida, Texas, Indiana, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island in a small way. We'll get Rhode Island going. And then having conversations with many other states right now, Illinois, New Jersey, off the top of my head, there's a lot of conversations going on in a lot of states. And as I said, as we talked a little bit earlier in the podcast, that a lot of the distributors right now are looking at a lot of the brands they have, and the COVID effect has really changed the way, business, and everybody's looking at their business now. So, those conversations are ongoing. But I 8 to 10 states this year. Hit our website. We'll have those states up there, and just go into your favorite retailer and say, "Hey, do you have Bell Agave?" That'll help us drag it into their store. And I appreciate you asking us that.
Well, thank you, Hale. Thank you, Lewis, for being here on the Stay on Course podcast. It's been amazing. I hope you enjoyed your time.
I did.
Absolutely. This was
Really
fun.
enjoyed.
This was fun.
My dad, Ennio Auriga, was not just a chef. He was my hero. From the hardships of World War II to the heights of culinary excellence, his story is nothing short of remarkable. Now, this story lives on in Stay on Course, a book that is very close to my heart. It's filled with his own words, his recipes, and the wisdom he imparted to me. Just imagine, 4 months before he passed, he handed me his life story, urging me to finish it. In these pages, you'll discover the secrets behind mouthwatering dishes and the lessons he taught me about leadership and perseverance. And trust me, there are some incredible tales in here, like the time he pulled off a birthday bash for Frank Sinatra with just 48 hours notice. So, if you're hungry for inspiration and craving a taste of Ennio's legacy, head over to stayoncoursebook.com. That's stayoncoursebook.com. Grab your copy and let his story ignite your passion.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Stay on Course. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so Julie can continue serving up delectable experts and appetizing content directly to your earbuds. And remember, right now, you have the ingredients to be living the life you are meant to live. This has been a production of The Media Casters.